morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you, friends. Happy Thanksgiving. Together on this Thursday, the 26th of November. We're in our second hour.
Good morning.
Kind of fun. I have Perry here with me.
You know, let me just address a couple of things as they come to my head.
Okay.
Okay, that's what I do. You know, that's how I do
things. Yeah, that's how you roll.
Well, recently, we changed our alarm, our wake-up alarm.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so nice. It's kind of a music, kind of a, I don't know, harps and whatever. Man, that's so much better. Your intro music with the
I know.
That just freaks me out every time.
You.
Oh, I'm like, what?
Yeah, time to wake up. Yes, and it does make a difference in your how you think
kinda,
about the day.
It kind of jolts you. It's better to wake up to a soft sound.
It is an interesting change in our routine moving here because you and I, when we lived in Arkansas, our lives there was a little more laid back. I mean, we had responsibilities and things that we did and work and because we're entrepreneurial and we had things going on. But we didn't report
we didn't work
anywhere.
For anybody.
You know, we didn't punch a clock or report in or have to be anywhere by particular time. So we woke up when our natural clock said, and now our natural clock says about 4:30 in the morning, sometimes right as the alarm's going
off. That's true.
It is interesting. And speaking of that, I wonder how many people on their Thanksgiving day got to sleep in today and enjoy a nice day off and not having to go to their place of wherever they normally go. And certainly those of you that are listening this morning as your normal routine to tune in, we're thankful to have you a part of our family this morning as Terry and I, our families are back in South Dakota and Arkansas. And so you are our new friends and our new family.
Now we have a Thanksgiving meal.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit, what our plans are today and what we did.
Well, so we went and picked up our meal last night. And we got it from Route 99.
And we have been, what can we do to help these businesses that have been hindered by this lockdown and freeze? And we heard about their special that they had.
Yep. We love their breakfast. So I don't know if we heard about it or if we asked if they're doing anything special for Thanksgiving. They're like, yep, we've got a meal deal. You know, and I guess, of course, I'm telling about it now, and it's probably too late.
We pre-ordered. Are still taking, not Thanksgiving, of course, because they're probably closed today.
Yeah, but, I would hope so.
We had to pick it up last night, but I know that they're doing curbside, and they had big banner on the front, you know, to-go orders and things like that. And the gentleman who delivered me the food, he's actually the one that said, hey, the rules are changing. We can do outdoor dining.
Now, let's talk about that for a minute. Now, I saw a meme, if you will, and it had an outdoor canopy, like one of those wedding canopies that has sides and windows. And so let me just understand this. So if a restaurant takes one of these canopies, puts it outside, puts your tables and chairs and they heat it to make it comfortable, now it's okay.
Well, and one side has to be open. It's got to have three sides closed, one side open if it's an enclosed canopy.
That's not great for winter.
It is incredible. When you think about the expense, and I know there was a restaurant that was highlighted on the news out of Portland, that this business, because of the past orders.
Now, that was attractive. It had wood.
I know.
They
spent like $50,000 in their outdoor dining.
It had lanterns. Mm-hmm. It was kind of cool.
So that they can expand not only who could eat inside, but also outside and have their numbers to be able to make their bottom line. So they spent all this money, and then the freeze happened.
You know, they would do better too if every restaurant had to have some kind of a special, you've seen those indoor air conditioners or even a humidifier. What if there was something portable like that that you plugged in and it had that blue light that kills germs and it was an air recycler of some sort,
like a purifier.
So maybe that would be better. So okay, for so many square feet you must have one of these germ killing humidifier things. I think at least they wouldn't have to spend $50,000 on
something.
I just
think about
the
burden on the businesses. And I know if you're listening right now, I the Covered Bridge in Staten, I want to talk about them a little bit. And we've had breakfast, they believe, there one time. And I've heard great words about this place.
We've eaten in so many places. I'm trying to remember.
I know, all over. This place,
we're breakfast snobs.
This place is a credible place. And I believe the gal is named Carrie. And they're doing to-go orders, or actually they're giving to the community in Staten to-go Thanksgiving dinners. And here they've been forced to shut down, and then they're doing this. And I see the generosity in these small business owners and the folks that are really doing the best that they can to stay connected and help the community. Many of these have been harmed, also gave so much during the Canyon fires.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, I had Lisa in the studio yesterday talking about what they're doing. Starting today, they're branching out and doing the Lollapalooza is what they're calling it, the Canyon, and they're doing fundraising and raising up volunteers and money to come alongside the families that have been affected in the Canyon with the fires.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an incredible opportunity to come together. And they too, there in the Mill City area, they're doing box lunches, Thanksgiving lunches, handing it out. And I think there's several organizations here in Salem too, working with the homeless.
Those acts are going to go a long ways.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to remember that.
Yes.
They're going to say, I'm supporting them. I'm going to order food from them because I remember, even though they were hurting, they gave.
Well, and yesterday I was introduced to a gentleman by my friend Amy Ryan Corser, a gentleman who's homeless that she is ministered to and connected with there in at the Capitol. He came in for a meal, and his story is moving and touching. And we cannot forget that these individuals, they're there in this situation for a variety of reasons. And it's easy just to kind of just put them in a box and think, well, they're there because they choose to be there. And some of that is true.
We're all just a few incidences happening to us away from being homeless.
Well, when we think
about
thankfulness.
Yep.
And I remember as a little child going around the table, what are you thankful for?
Oh.
You know, what are you thankful for? And a lot of times little kids will say, well, my stuffed animal, or, you know, my bed, or, you know, my video game, you know, because they don't quite understand. But as we get older, we understand I'm thankful that I have a roof over my head, food on the table, health, family and friends, and truly very thankful, an attitude of gratitude for all of those things. And I'm thankful for this radio station, the history of this radio station in our community.
I love when they do that ad and they talk about it was the fireside chats.
Fireside chats. And
that's
just
pretty
the
cool.
First radio station here in Salem.
What was
it's still
the first
making
year,
a
you
difference.
Know?
I should probably know. There you go.
You
I don't know it all anyway. I know something
duck,
about a lot of things. Yeah, duck, duck, go. But this station has been a beacon of light for many, many years. And as a student, early on the 1220 signal was KCCS, and it's merged. You know, now we have 104.3 and we have online. It really has been a light of hope and encouragement and getting the truth out for so many years. So I'm thankful for this radio station.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for my colleagues, the ones that I get to work with. And there's lots to be thankful for. Do you have a particular memory growing up,
Thanksgiving.
Would you go around the table? Would they say, okay, now you have to say what you're thankful for?
I don't remember that. I remember that the eldest man would say the grace, just, you know, it'd be Pawpaw or, you know, here lately, you know, Dad always. And it's kind of fun. I hope he's not, I hope he is listening, but you know, he would say his usually his blessings were about the same, and you know, maybe at Thanksgiving he'd add a few things to it. And then he would say something. He would say, pray that you go with us. And except he says it really fast. It's prejigwift. And so we would always tease him about that. Prejigwift. That's that Southern thing, too.
Well, and you boys, I will say, when you get your dad and Danny and you together, they start talking Southern. I can't even understand it. I need an interpreter. And it is fun.
Right.
And so you have the wonderful opportunity to eat the meal, and you get together and you do some fun. You know, you get caught up more or less
really
because
do.
Our lives are so busy.
I mean, we communicate probably monthly, if not weekly, but still when you're face to face, you'll talk about a few other things, you start talking about some old memories or whatever, and then you start laughing real hard and your belly hurts, and that's good stuff.
Do you think by being away from family, do you think the communication by phone and things have increased than it would if you were there physically to see them? What do you think?
I think it actually does. I mean, because you get comfortable. If you know your family's just a mile down the road or within the same town, you're thinking, you know, if he needed something, he'd let me know. Or you drive by and you wave and honk, you know, if you're going to up to grandma's house or what have you. So I think we do communicate. We text a little bit more often, send a funny picture, you know, just to kind of let that family member know, I'm thinking about you, you know.
And I've had a lot of people say to me, you know, how can you be so far away from your children and grandchildren, you know, and their busy lives? And that's exactly right. They're busy lives. Mm-hmm. It's fun when we get those FaceTime messages from Chloe and hear from the kids. And
to actually get a call from a family member is very rare with me. Mm-hmm. Dad calls probably more than anybody.
In this day and age of texting, I encourage you and I maybe today to make a few phone calls and you touch base and actually spend some time on the phone. And I encourage our listeners
to do the same.
Yes. And if you can't be with your family for whatever reason, because they live far away, encourage a phone call and connecting. And I'm hoping, even despite the lockdown, that many of you are choosing to be with family and friends today, that you are looking for that way. But if that's not possible and you're at home today, and we want you to know that you're thought about today. We certainly think about you, and we say a prayer for you. Those that maybe you don't have family close by, you know, find a way to do something fun for yourself.
Get a warm fuzzy out there.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And so our weather forecast, as we look for, you know, you're wondering what to expect today. Terry's going to bring us an update on that. I'm curious, Terry, are we going to be able to take that afternoon maybe walk or hike? Is the weather going to be warm enough?
Yeah, we're still kind of undecided. I think I know what we want to do, but we don't tell everybody, so it's not too crowded.
I know they can guess what we're going to do.
Probably, if they know you. You know, there's no significant weather today. Mm-hmm. It's going to be cloudy all day. It might break a little bit towards this evening. High temperatures again, 49, 50. Hopefully not too windy.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of a stay inside, eat till you're full, take a little nap, go out and throw the ball around in the yard, you know, let the dogs run, you know, just kind of have fun with the kids. But it's an Oregon day.
Yeah, and the nice thing is that tomorrow will be about the same, I think, and a little rain on Saturday. Now, some Oregon families love to go skiing, and I think there's some nice snow up in the mountains.
I've been kind of watching that.
Playing in the snow, and I can't wait for us to do an adventure.
Do you want to try to ski?
I've done it in the past.
I've done it one time.
I'm not sure. I think I'm kind of, hang up the skis. I think I might sled a little bit or roll in this, you know, make a snow angel.
What about tube?
Tubing, I might do that. Yeah.
I've tubed once and I've skied once. Tubing, yeah. I mean, it's fine. I can't remember. Did you use a ski lift? I don't remember. The ski lifts scare me.
I know.
I don't do heights well.
That's the part that could be really interesting. And I've learned, you know, in high school, they told us not to ski because of playing sports.
Oh, yeah.
That it was. So I learned it in college in Idaho at Bogus Basin. And the part about learning to ski.
Was that
when
Bogus
you're,
Basin?
Bogus Basin.
Bogus Basin?
Yeah.
Like a fake basin? What is that, the name of the school?
It's just a big basin. Like big basin.
Bogus.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Very interesting. I wonder if anybody else has learned how to ski there.
You know, there's a place in West Texas called Big Lake, and there's no lake there.
Oh, that's funny.
It dried up.
Okay. Well, now we know that, too. See, news you can use on this Thanksgiving Day. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Happy Thanksgiving to you. We'll be back after this. Opening up the phone lines, 503-589-1220. Would love to hear from you. What are you doing today?
Ringy, ringy.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use this day and every day. I'm Stacey Ann, and I want to thank our wonderful sponsor today, Bill Sunderland with Country Financial, Sunderland Agency. And I am encouraging you, if you want someone to come alongside of you with a financial plan, insurance. Bill is your guy. You can go to SunderlandAgency.com. And happy Thanksgiving to Bill and Lisa and family.
Great family.
Very thankful for them. And also want to say thank you to Dave and Paige Smith. They are with Realty One Group in Willamette Valley. They're ready to go above and beyond to serve you and your real estate needs. Give him a call, 503-939-7099 as well. So thank you,
somebody I work with is looking for a house.
There we go.
Seriously, I need to get them together.
Get them connected. Dave and Paige know. And I'm excited to answer the phone line this morning.
Who is it?
And this morning, I am so proud to introduce everybody to my daughter, Shelby. Good morning, Shelby. How you doing, honey?
Hey, look at you.
How are you doing? Happy Thanksgiving, honey. How are you today?
I'm good, and I'm here with Miss Chloe.
Hi, Chloe.
Happy Thanksgiving. What are you guys up to this morning?
Watching the parade
and hanging out. And are you working on the food part already, Shelby?
The turkey is in the roaster. I got to start peeling potatoes here pretty soon.
Good job. Cool. Mashed potatoes, love them.
Oh, and how big of a turkey are you doing this year?
We did a 14-pound turkey.
Wow.
Incredible. So you're up and going. It's what, about 9:20 there, an hour ahead of us. And you've been up for a little bit then, getting things ready?
About 2.5 hours.
Your table looked very nice.
She sent pictures.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Good job.
Yes. And I remember, and I don't know if this was one of the first Thanksgiving that you guys hosted at your place. A few years ago, I remember being at, maybe like 4 years ago, at your apartment, and you had it so full of all of us. And we had card tables up. Remember that?
Yeah.
It was a wonderful time. And oh, how the family has grown since then, huh? Now three little girls and a bigger house. And I believe at that Thanksgiving dinner is when Nate and Abby asked people to be a part of their wedding. Wasn't that? Did they do a revelation there of asking? That was really fun.
That's neat.
Yes. Do you have a particular memory growing up of Thanksgiving? Something, a tradition or something that you like to do with the kids?
Oh, I just like to be together with family. And every year kind of looks different for us because we have a big family. And this year is pretty small, so I'm looking forward to just spending some quiet time at home.
Yes.
And I woke up early this morning with the baby, and I looked at my memories on Facebook, and 5 years ago today, Nathan proposed to me.
I know. I was kind of poking around.
You were poking around.
I was. I was like,
look at you.
And
She's so sneaky.
I remember, Shelby, I'll never forget, right before that, Nathan calling us to meet with him to get our permission to propose to you. And he was so excited and such an incredible time in our lives. And so, yes, what an amazing family you have, and what a great job you're doing, honey, as a mom, and what you do in your day-to-day work, working to make sure people are connected and safe in your community. And I just want to say I love you. I'm proud of you. And I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And soon, maybe soon, we'll see you, okay?
Sounds great. Love you guys so much.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you, Chloe. Happy Thanksgiving, honey.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling in today. Have a great day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was fun.
So that's fun to connect with Shelby and find out what they're doing.
Those kiddos in the back squealing.
I know. And the next tradition, you know, the next legacy and the next generation of tradition. And it's been fun working with, you know, learning about.
Didn't they call you like FaceTime Grandma or something?
Yes, Grandma FaceTime. Now, when Chloe was littler, she would try to grab a hold of Shelby's phone and FaceTime me, and Grandma FaceTime. And now Collins is doing it, and Colby's just a few months old. So it's fun to have those granddaughters.
I love that technology. FaceTime's good stuff. It is.
And I remember living far away from my grandparents growing up, living out here in Oregon, and they were back in South Dakota. And I think having that visual added to the telephone, it just, you know, usually adults talk to adults. They don't talk to the grandkids, but there's a connection there with the FaceTime and they pass it along.
You go back and you look at older movies or old, even cartoons, and they had a TV. It was more of a console and it was a telephone. Mm-hmm. You know, so they kind of got it. They kind of knew what was coming maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
Of course, now it's handheld.
Yes.
It's not a console. Still pretty cool.
It's interesting to find out what people do. Some people, maybe they don't even eat turkey. Maybe they have their own Thanksgiving tradition.
I'm not a fan of turkey outside of Thanksgiving. I mean, I like dark meat. But if I was going to get a sandwich, I mean, maybe a club sandwich that has different meats on it. But I don't know that I would choose sliced turkey over ham or chicken or... What about you? Are you a big turkey fan?
I don't mind turkey. I like turkey. I'm not a ham fan.
Would you eat turkey throughout the year, though?
I'll have a turkey sandwich. But when it comes to the actual turkey, I like the dark meat.
Of course.
Yes.
That's where the flavor's
at. More for the dark meat. And so I love the next day eating turkey, like the leftovers.
Oh, well, it's got to marinate. It's got to soften. I like turkey pot pie. It's got to be my favorite.
Everything becomes turkey.
Oh, yeah.
The next few days when you have
turkey juice,
14-pound turkey and you don't have a lot of people.
That's a lot of turkey.
Eating. And it was interesting because mom and dad, I talked to them. It'll be interesting to see if they call in. But mom and dad, they were like, well, what are we going to do? Well, if we don't build our own turkey and have our own dinner, then we won't have the leftovers and we could eat on
the next
few days. So
my brother always deep fries a turkey. Now sister, I'm telling you, that skin cracks.
I forgot about that.
I'm going to miss that.
Yes.
Deep fried turkey.
We might have to have him call in and let us know if he's deep fried a turkey.
If they next day air me some turkey, that'd be great.
Oh, wouldn't that be fantastic? Yes. I love what your mom said to you.
What's that?
About Thanksgiving, how she's going to miss you.
Oh, yeah. I'm the guy that, I'm fidgety. Even now, as I sit here, I'm fidgeting with these business cards because I'm just that guy. So while everybody's sitting, I can't sit, so I'll do dishes. I'm cleaning all the prep dishes and the pans and the bowls and the things. And even after we eat, I'm gathering up plates and I'm rinsing everything and putting it in the dishwasher. It's not because I enjoy it or not. That's fun for me.
You like to stay busy and you know that you're helpful and it's what you do and it's your part, right, that you can play. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, kind of a random Thanksgiving, talking about this and that, and
if
certainly
you're up
fun.
And around, banging around in the kitchen, give us a call.
Let
give us
know.
A memory.
Maybe you have some Thanksgiving inside information on
celery at Thanksgiving.
Oh, my goodness. How you cook your mashed potatoes.
Yes.
Maybe you could tell us.
Skin
enlighten
on
us.
Or skin
yes.
off?
503-589-1220. We'll be back
I'm
after this.
I'm hungry
now. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, together on this Thanksgiving Day. So much to be thankful for in my life. Really thankful for a redemption in my health. I think it was about 4 or 5 years ago where I spent a few days in the hospital, not sure what was going on with my health. I thought it was like vertigo and they couldn't quite put their finger on it. And I just was, even this morning as I was getting up, going, man, I remember how tough it was in that season of time. And to have medical professionals to help me figure out what was going on and have a reset in health and have time back. I'm very thankful for that and be able to be on the radio, even thinking about that, being on the radio and standing here for 2 hours and not having any pain, no trouble, not feeling dizzy. And so there may be folks here that too are struggling in their health and they may have some challenges going on. And we understand that. We certainly think of you and keep you in our prayers because I know it's no fun to struggle in health. And as we have the pandemic and the fear of the pandemic that's constantly being thrown at us through the media, you know, again, I say the actual virus is not a hoax. It's real. Mm-hmm. It's affecting people's life physically, mm-hmm. and they're having to recoup and recover from it, especially if there's underlying conditions. But for the majority of folks, mm-hmm. the recovering, it takes a little bit. It's like a tough flu, mm-hmm. and we're not seeing the flu numbers.
I haven't heard of it.
Mm-hmm. And we're not seeing the other numbers that normally we would see in health indicators.
Yeah.
But we certainly know that the effect of the shutdown is affecting many lives.
I wish they, you know, I can't believe that, you know, they're talking about having the cure for this, or not a cure, but a vaccine. And
so
they did
fast.
It in record time. Mm-hmm. I wish they would have got together and figured out the flu vaccine. Or
how about cancer?
Right. There's a nice one you need to fast track.
All of these years.
How many people have died?
And all of the lives every year affected. And even in this, and I know Barron always keeps us up on the stats, but it, you know, you think about those who've been diagnosed or their
number.
Treatment has been delayed
because
of COVID. And yet we don't have a cure for cancer, but we have a vaccine already for, you know, what if we had a vaccine for cancer?
Wouldn't,
you know, things like that. I would really think it would change the world. And so these are the things we're facing today. And I know it can
you know,
be heavy.
We should be thankful for this, maybe the vaccine, because now they're going to start taking a look. People are going to start asking the question.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that was fast. Y'all did a really good job. Now let's hit the next one. Let's get the next vaccine going. Let's start working on cancer. Let's start focusing. So maybe this is a good thing, and it's going to lead into great things.
Well, and that's kind of where I think in medicine, people are realizing if what has happened, and they call it, what they call this one, it was really fast track, but they have a special name for it. Now I forgot what they're calling it.
Yeah,
Project Fast Track or something. I don't know. There's a certain
call
name.
In. Tell us what it was.
I know that
Send
there
us
is.
An email.
But we're going to open up the phone line. And continue the conversation about Thanksgiving this morning. And on the phone with us, I believe, is my friend Pat, who is my Sunday school teacher. And let's see if we can get her here on the line. Good morning, Pat. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks. Hi. I thought you were talking about what you'd ordered for your Thanksgiving meals, and I just thought I would pass this on. A few weeks ago, last week, I don't know, it was you or Jeff that had the governor's phone number on, and we were supposed to call in and kind of talk with the governor, tell him how we feel. And so I copied that number down, and I decided yesterday that I would give her a call. And so I called, and of course I didn't get through to her, but I had the message thing that the supposedly it will get to her.
Mm-hmm.
You have to give your name and your zip code, and I did give my correct name and my correct zip code. And then I started my message, and I ordered 2 pounds of bologna because I thought for my 20 guests at my Thanksgiving table, because I thought bologna would be good for them to chew on while they're sitting around the table.
Oh, my.
And then I said, don't bother to bill me because I've already paid for it.
That's right.
And then I said, thank you. Have a very blessed Thanksgiving.
Wow. That's incredible.
Oh, I love it.
That's
such
like,
a language. Bologna.
Bologna.
Yep.
Well, that's what I thought it was, a lot of bologna. And
oh,
I wish
it.
I'd also mentioned that when the police come, we'll have plenty of extra plates. We'll get this plate of paper plate on for them, too.
That's a plate or a plate to go, right?
Yeah.
have a good day. We'll equip you with the to go. I saw a really funny meme, Pat, on Facebook. It had an officer at the door and someone answering the door and said, how many people do you have in your house? And they said, well, 6. And the officer said, can I come in? I said, no, you would be 7.
That's right.
and with that said, we do want to say happy Thanksgiving to all our frontline workers, our police, our sheriff, and all our bold sheriff. All of them have set up and said, no, we're not going to enforce this today.
That makes me so happy.
Mm-hmm.
It really
hey,
does.
I've got a question, too. And
sure.
I'm not sure. Now, it's my understanding that the sheriff is not under the jurisdiction exactly of the governor. However, the state police are.
Correct.
That the sheriff is under the Constitution.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
That is right.
We're learning more and more.
What I heard her say is the state police are the ones that are going to be coming to the doors.
State police, if there's enough of them, if they're not
right.
underfunded, you know,
right.
She can direct them, yes.
You do not have to answer your door.
Did you know that?
I'll be home anyway.
That's right. Yeah, for those of you that are home, you don't have to answer your door. Knock, knock, knock.
Nothing in law anywhere that says when the police show up at your door that you need to answer the door. Interesting perspective, huh?
Absolutely.
And the other thing about that is if you do answer the door and they start asking you questions,
you don't have to answer without counsel.
And these are things that are very important because you may say something innocently that can be incriminating to yourself and you have no idea.
Mm-hmm. You know, I heard a thing. What was the lady that she went to prison? She cooks a lot. Martha Stewart.
Okay, yes.
She didn't go to jail because of what she did. She went to jail for what she said, because she said she didn't do certain things, and they proved that she did. And so her mouth made her go to jail.
Yeah.
So oftentimes it's what you say that gets you in trouble.
That's right. Don't
talk.
Well, so you're going to celebrate with friends and family on Thanksgiving, Pat. I am looking forward to someday getting together when we get the coffee shops open again, going and spending some time with you and Judy.
We could have a tea party. What little town was that?
Yes. Wouldn't that be fun? Yes, in Independence. There's a little tea coffee shop right there.
You can have high tea.
There we go.
How neat that
would
be.
Fun. Thank you, Pat, for what you've done in my life and planting those seeds of faith early on as a young girl and all those wonderful memories. Thank you in the love of horses. Thank you so much, Pat, for all that you've done and continue to do in standing up for life and liberty. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thanks. Same to you. God bless.
God bless you, my friend. All right. On the phone with us next is Art. Good morning, Art. How are you?
Good morning, Art.
Good morning, both of you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And I hope that meal that you guys picked up yesterday is really, really good. And Terry, I'll think about you when we pull that deep fried turkey.
Oh, I'm telling you. That skin is the best.
And, you know, I'm about ready to put the one turkey on, the one that we cook in our turkey roaster, but we are going to cook one up and put it in the old fryer and stuff. So I will think about you, but we gotta talk about the one thing that you guys haven't talked about yet, and that's dessert.
Talk to us about dessert. Yes.
Oh yeah. Coconut cream pie.
We gotta know what you guys' favorite is. We've got obviously pumpkin pie. My wife makes the most fantastic homemade pumpkin pies, but then again, we got chocolate cream pie.
Good.
And it's always been a tradition to have the pecan pie.
Oh yeah, not a big fan. I'm not a big fan.
Is it too sweet?
It's too sweet for me. The little jelly stuff, kind of.
And depending on where you live, it's pecan or pecan.
Pecan.
Texas is pecan.
You know for sure, but I
love it.
Thanksgiving is not Thanksgiving without having pie.
That is true.
Yes.
Whatever your favorite is.
Now, Art, do you have meringue on top of your pies?
You know, we haven't had a lemon meringue pie, and that used to be my favorite, you know. And then I switched over to chocolate cream. We have in the past had meringue pie.
My grandma, she made her own pies, and she made her own meringue. And I don't even know what it's made of, but it's kind of that white, foamy, kind of stiff stuff.
Well, it's actually made out of egg whites, Terry.
I think I knew that at one time.
Sugar. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, you put it in a bowl, and you fluff it up with a mixer.
Yeah. In North Texas, we called that calf slobbers. She'd have calf slobbers on the top of her pies.
Now you know why I bring them along in the show, just for some education.
Calf slobbers.
Some southern
I think calf slobbers are made of milk, though.
Yeah, I hear what you say, Terry, though, about the pecan pie. It's never, you know, but it's a tradition.
True enough.
From, you know, the older generation, you know, they really love that pecan.
Yeah. Well, I will give you this, Art. The pecan pie is a lot better than the fruitcake.
Yeah.
I'm not a fruitcake fan.
I've eaten some fruitcake now.
But I did want to say, Terry, you know you are a brother from another mother, because I used to be the guy, even, you know, when I was young, to jump in and do the dishes and clean the clean off the table and all that, you know, because you see all this hard work from the ladies cooking all the good stuff. And I cook too, because I used to actually run a cafeteria and stuff. But I got away from that. But the dishes, unfortunately, I never got away from. I've always...
Nope. I'm a big rinser. You don't rinse them plates, man, they're going to get hard on you.
Thank you so much.
Sure. Well, you guys have a
all right, Art.
Happy Thanksgiving, Art.
Happy
you have a wonderful day. Enjoy that pie. God bless you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, on this wonderful Thanksgiving Day. So glad to have you listening in. We'll be back after this.
Hey, you.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Stacey Ann hanging out with you along with Terry.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
You know, Terry, we in the first hour, you talked a lot about presidential proclamation
for
Thanksgiving. And it was a great proclamation from President Trump.
Corn and cob, the turkeys.
Yeah, and then we talked about pardoning the turkeys.
Yes.
And then we talked a little bit about history, the first of this hour, or was that the end of last hour? I don't know. It's all blending in. It was the end of last hour, David Barton and the history.
Oh, yeah.
But I pulled up this and I thought it was really interesting. 7 great presidential quotes on Thanksgiving. And because, you know, we're
kind of
patriotic.
How many pieces of paper do you have in
front of you? It's about 7. No, it is not. But I do think it's interesting. And I should give you one to read because I think this will be good. I think people want to hear this because the history is good. A history lesson is good. And this is former U.S. President Ronald Reagan, who forged a conservative revolution that transformed American politics, died on June 5th, 2004, after a decade-long battle with Alzheimer's. The U.S. media reported before Reagan is pictured waving, and I'll put a link to this, to the crowd on April 25th, 1986. Presidential Thanksgiving proclamations and speeches have been popular throughout American history. Within the federal government, the tradition predates the U.S. Constitution, adopted in 1789, and was observed by the Continental Congress. And so it's important that we kind of hear history. President George Washington issued the first presidential thankful proclamation, but that was not officially observed as a concurrent tradition by every president until Abraham Lincoln. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
He proclaimed a national day of Thanksgiving to be observed Thursday, November 26, 1863. Before Lincoln, Thanksgiving was generally promoted in government at the state level. President Roosevelt officially made it a holiday the fourth Thursday, November, in 1942. President Barack Obama has already released a proclamation in 2015, and this is when this article was done. We read President Trump's proclamation, but in 1925, Calvin Coolidge. Now, this is what he said. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
As we have grown and prospered in material things, so also should we progress in moral and spiritual things. We are a God-fearing people who should set ourselves above evil and strive for righteousness in living and observing the golden rule. We should, from our abundance, help and serve those less fortunate placed. We should bow in gratitude to God for his many favors. That's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's back in with Coolidge, President Coolidge, in 1925. What do you have there as a saying?
Well, I was
scanning
through these, kind of deciding which ones are more relevant and that I liked. And I can appreciate, you know, the older ones from the 1800s and even, you know, from the 1940s. But Ronald Reagan, I like this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I always have. He just was well-spoken and he just straight shooter, you know. And he says, this was in 81, in this spirit, Thanksgiving has become a day when Americans extend a helping hand to the less fortunate. Long before there was a government welfare program, this spirit of voluntary giving was ingrained in the American character. Americans have always understood that, truly, One must give in order to receive. This should be a day of giving as well as a day of thanks. You know, we really saw that with the fire, the victims
of
the outpouring of gifts and materials and manpower. And that's the best thing. You know, we go in and out these years and we have ups and downs, peaks and valleys. But it's human nature that we can rely on. Human nature is just as repetitive and strong as the Constitution is. I mean, in human nature, there's faults. There's problems. And we see, you know, things like herd mentality. There's some negatives there. But I think overall, human nature has a lot of blessing to it.
Yes, and Abraham Lincoln had said in 1863, they are the glorious, gracious gifts of the Most High God, who, while dealing with us in anger for our sins, hath nevertheless remembered mercy. Mm-hmm. And so I think Thanksgiving, thankful for where we're at, thankful for our past that we can learn from it, and the future where we can move towards it, and taking care of humanity and talking about the fires and what we can do. I really compel people to get involved in helping rebuild the canyon and come alongside families. And of course, the Canyon Rising Lollapalooza, mm-hmm. which is kicking off today. I've got it right in front of us. They're looking for volunteers. We're doing a volunteer work effort. And so they're saying, mark your calendars. Now that the evacuation has happened and now people are getting back in there, they need help. And we're encouraging you to find them on Facebook. I now have a phone number, which I'll put up on our Facebook page that you can get involved and get in contact with. But they're looking for volunteers, and these are things that we can do, practical things. And they're pooling together people that are good at backhoes and rebuilding, mm-hmm. and they're even putting a tool shed together. Maybe in your garage you have some extra tools,
right.
And they're doing like a library
of tools.
That's
a great idea.
And really building community there at the church. There's a church in Gates that it's kind of like the ground zero in a sense for the rebuild. And so we really want to encourage people to look for ways to give of yourself back to this community.
Take a moment today, go online, look at this, see if there's something you can do to volunteer, maybe after the work week or maybe this weekend, you know, while it's still fresh in your memory, or you need to work off some of these calories.
Yes. And one of the things she said to me yesterday, Lisa, is that during a natural disaster, when it's come through an area, usually as much as two thirds of the folks might not, a minimum one third up to two thirds will not stay. They'll move on. And that would change the whole canyon makeup in the community there. And so they're doing all that they can to allow people to maintain in that area and reestablish a way to stay connected
resilience.
In the community. Oh, the pioneer spirit and the resilience is incredible.
That word popped up on one of my word things. You know, we play words with friends, and I think it was resilience. It popped up as word of the day, and I looked into it, and you know, that is some people have had a bad year, whether it was luck or outside their control, but it's the resilience. They say, you know, the action of trying again, even though when you're down, just, you know, learn from it or choose a different path. Or But resilience is one of those things successful people have.
And the ability to bounce back and keep doing it again. You know, a failure in my mind is just not getting up.
Right.
Choosing not to get up. Let's get back up again. Let's dust ourselves off. And let's have that true grit where we're like, we're going to do this. I don't feel good right now, but we're going to get through
All
this.
All successful
the other
people
side.
Have had bad days.
We learn from those times.
Hey, yep. I've had bad rallies.
Didn't I? Yes, the highs and lows of being a salesman
goodness.
And
oh,
motorcycle rallies, definitely. But you know what? The beautiful part is also the celebration part. Looking backwards and going, this is where we were, but this is where we are now.
Yeah.
And celebrating and thankful for all those along the way who help make our experience even that more gracious, right? So we are glad to be sharing this time with you, our friends and family, during this Thanksgiving holiday. And we're so hopeful that you will have a wonderful day, my friends, and that you will look for ways to add value
to
someone else's life today, and then maybe
small
we can
things,
talk about it.
Things.
The next few days, you know, here on the radio, we're going to get into being kind and what we can do to give back. In fact, coming up next Tuesday is the Day of Giving. And so as we go through this weekend with Black Friday, we didn't even get into that, Black Friday and Supermarket Saturday, support our small businesses.
That's right. Shop local.
Yep, shop local. Buy your gifts
locally.
We're going to
buy from Rebecca.
Yeah, we'll support our friend Rebecca and others, right, with gift cards to restaurants and things like that. So glad to have you along on this Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. Have a blessed day. And remember, over, under, around, or through, no matter what you're facing today, yes, you and I, we're overcomers. Have a wonderful day.
Thanksgiving.